Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is A. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show, the Kevin Hurt Clam Bake, brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, auto, home, life, business insurance. If service and price means something to you, and I'm sure it does, it means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, serving our area for better than five decades. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Care, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. 99 years of excellence. We're joined now by Kevin. I don't want to go out to eat with my brother and her.
Unless they're paying.
Yes, you've always been very good with the critical four-letter word free.
Yes, it's my favorite word in the English language. Next to nothing.
I don't know. I'm big on another four-letter word, cash. All right.
But if the free four-letter word comes, then you don't need the C four-letter word.
I see. Well,
how are you?
Buhner and I have discussed going out after the Bucknell get-together in a little more than 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. We'd like Kevin to go, but again, we're getting stonewalled that basically the camaraderie on the show really exists among two people and not three. I'll invite Drew Kelly. He's fun.
There you go.
Oh, wait, I got an email from you.
Well, I'm sure you'll ignore it. You usually do that with all the other emails.
Here's my thought on the upcoming holiday shows.
But you're always complaining that I never keep you in the loop, so just trying to plan ahead, just a whisker here.
Okay, so let's see. Bad idea. Let me just quit.
Do we really have to look at it now?
Bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Bad idea.
Oh. Mm,
very bad idea. Bad idea and bad idea. All right, let's go to the second one. Ooh, that's a bad idea.
Well, I'm glad they're only bad ideas. I was expecting horrible, so, you know, that's a step up.
I've modified myself.
Oh, okay. I see. I'm glad.
I notice there's a lot of time where you're off. I notice there's a lot of time in here where I'm on.
it is the mid-season break for me, so.
Mid-season break from what?
Between football and basketball. See, unlike you and Birdsong, one doesn't blend together for me in the seasons. So I have a little bit of a break in between.
You need a break?
No, I didn't say I needed a break. I said I'm taking one. There's a difference.
I was going to say. No offense,
I never said that I needed a break. I just said I was taking it.
You're not out there running a jackhammer in the cold in the middle of the street.
Listen, what I do is not rocket science by any means. It is not physical labor at all. I am blessed to be able to do something I enjoy doing, and then people are nice enough to make sure I can eat by actually coming up with a paycheck involved in it. That's a bonus.
Are you going to watch any more Steeler games this year?
Yeah, I will. I mean, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. Like, I'm not going to change plans to watch it. I'm not going to go to a sports bar to watch it or anything like that. If I watch it, it's just because I happen to be home.
Let me ask you something. Do you actually go to a sports bar and watch games?
I haven't yet this year, but I have in the past, yes. Well, it's not really a bar. I mean,
do you enjoy that?
Yes, because I can take the family out. They don't have to watch the game necessarily, but I have a plethora of games to watch while I'm enjoying some fine cuisine.
Now, do you talk to others as you do go through this experience?
If it's somebody I know, but if it's not, like, I don't go by myself to be with other, say, Steeler fans to a Steeler bar. I know people that do that, and that's fine. I don't, unless it's somebody I do know, and then maybe we'll strike up a conversation and watch the game that way.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, right. if I do see there is a Steeler fan who is emotional, as I tend to get, then I may actually say something to said fan and make them feel a little more comfortable that they're not the only one in pain.
I'm with you, brother. They stink.
Like there was one time where like there was a table next to us and the guy, I mean, he was like me, decked out in his Steeler gear, and he's like, "Oh, come on, you gotta make sure that play works." I'm like, "That play hasn't worked all year." He goes, "I know. We keep calling it." It's a bonding moment then.
I see. Interesting.
I don't even remember what the play was. I just thought it was a bonding moment between fans.
You know, what's interesting is over the years, I have struggled when I've gone to places to watch games and there's multiple games on. And, you know, and I'll do this the opening day of the NCAA basketball tournament. Dave Baker and I, usually we get Jeff Tarman, which we coerce him into going as well, going down. And, of course, we do the football show at Damon's. So we go down to Damon's, multiple screens, to watch the start of the NCAA basketball tournament. I would like to point out that there's really nothing better than March than announcing the NCAA basketball tournament.
But if you can't be there, this is the next best thing.
Said group has to get there, all right? And I'll watch that, but it's... you try to lock in on a game, and I don't know.
Oh, I find it easier to watch games at home. I mean, easier to watch games at home. But if now
I enjoy going with the guys over to see the game. I rarely go out and you know.
Right.
And we'll do this on the road. Hey, let's go over and watch some games. Whatever. Jeff Nelson's really big about. But hey, let's go over to Buffalo Wild Wings, watch some games. Okay, great. Yeah, we'll do that.
Now, see, I think red zone for the NFL has changed the way people watch games as far as going to a sports bar or a sports-themed restaurant and watching multiple games that way.
I actually enjoy red zone. My wife calls it...
Steve zone.
She calls it... No, she calls it ADHD zone. And I said, okay.
That's the best. I like that one.
Yeah, I said, okay.
Hold on. This game's on now. I got to watch this one.
All right, but they flip over from one game to one game, and I feel like when it's over with, and I didn't watch any of it this week. I had too many other things to do. But now we got colder weather coming in. I've done a lot of my outdoor work. I'll probably settle in and watch a lot more. And when I have watched, I really have felt like I have a better handle on the league because now I've seen everybody play. And that gives me a better read on where the league is. In other words, it's not like I'm going to sit there on Thanksgiving and Detroit's going to play. Who's Detroit playing this year? Are they playing Green Bay this year?
I don't remember. I know there's three games. Yeah. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. And the Steelers aren't one of them, right?
Right. Which is good. Last time it ruined my Thanksgiving.
You'd be shocked how a game doesn't ruin my holiday.
I had indigestion through most of the game.
You shouldn't have had the beets.
Actually, I don't think there are any AFC teams playing, are there? No. It's the Bears. The Bears and Lions are the first game. The Eagles, Cowboys are the second game. You know, two of the three should be entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit should crush the Bears.
Right. That's the only one I don't see as entertaining. But how do you like that? CBS has a game and it's not even an AFC team involved.
Right. Well, but see, they'll say it's part of their Thursday package.
Yeah, that's what
right. That's how they're getting away with it. Yeah, I probably won't even watch that game because I think I'm going to be at Bucknell that day.
at basketball practice for a little while. But we'll see. So interesting.
Well, and I think that's the only real sport you can do that with is football as far as red zone. I can't see... Like, I know college basketball has now set up at the tournament time where you have all these games on and they stagger the starts so you can...
Yeah, but see...
But it doesn't work the same.
But see, football's different because right. there's... You move the ball down the field, now there's a sense that a score could happen.
Right.
Baseball as opposed to baseball, one swing, it's like, hey, let's go to the highlight here.
Because MLB Network does those look-ins, too. And some of those look-ins are really at great times. Other ones are like, are they filling time?
Yes, they are.
That's pretty much what I felt. I can't see hockey being able to do that because there's constant action in hockey and a score could come at any second. Yeah, I just don't know of another major sport you could actually put a red zone type of thing in.
No. No, and then, again, this is another another area where football has a huge advantage over other sports because of the way the sport is. There's always that anticipation that they're near a score so you can cut to the game. All the others, you sit back, and of course basketball's up and down, but you get to other sports and, you know, one swing, you got it. Hockey, it could happen at any time. So, a little more difficult. But I'll watch some red zone, and then I'll pick a, then, you know, I'll lock in on a game. And I've been watching Sunday Night Football for the most part. But what's interesting is this has been a year. There's so many blowouts. Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Most of, I mean, so many games. You're not getting games down to the wire. It's a very surprising season to me in what's supposed to be a league where parity is evident, and I'm looking around. Now, I haven't seen Buffalo and Miami play. Are they the game this Thursday night, Buffalo-Miami?
Yes, in South Beach.
I'm actually looking forward to that game because I've watched a little bit of Miami and a little bit of Buffalo, and they're both 5-3, right?
Yeah, that's the. I think it's the Thursday night game, yeah.
I think they're both 5-3 right now.
Yeah,
not bad.
So.
Right? I mean...
Here's the thing with Thursday night football. I've been complaining about it because of the short week. I think teams aren't really going well. Then statistically, when you look at things and you break it down, like the completion percentages, the yards, everything is kind of similar to Sunday night football. But for some reason, that Thursday night game just has not been overly entertaining. Yet, percentage-wise and statistically, it's not much different than a Sunday night game.
See, right there's the difference between you and me.
I'm looking at the numbers and you're not?
You think too much. I just go, hey, is the game any good?
And in most cases, the answer has been no.
This year's been a problem. Part of it's the number of defensive penalties.
Instead of carving turkey this month, Sunbury Motors Hyundai is carving up some juicy deals on all new Hyundais. Every new Hyundai price has been carved to the bone at Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. 2015 Sonata start at only $19,871. There's 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2014 Elantra sedans, coupes, and GTs. 2015 Elantra lease specials start at just $159 a month with only $19.99 due at signing. And of course, America's best warranty on every new vehicle. 10 years, 100,000 miles. You can only find these deals at the Susquehanna Valley's Value Headquarters. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. The right car at the right price since 1915. Be sure to check out their entire inventory at sunburymotors.com. This Thanksgiving season, be thankful you got your new Hyundai from SMC.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, you know what you're not getting. Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I'm so happy the break is over.
I know you're excited to get back into the program.
Absolutely. Because I've spent the last 6 minutes tuning out your fantasy league problems.
That's all right. Usually you spend 2 hours tuning me out, so it's really not much of a change for me. Exactly.
Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance.
Bingo!
Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland Auto Home Life Business Insurance. If service and price means something to you, and I know it happened, it does. That means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Later, Kevin and I will talk about the vehicle he's driving this week, a Kia Sorento. From Sunbury Motors. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, located 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Brandy Gowton joins us from BleedingGreenNation.com. Brandon had the privilege of being on hold during all this while I was held hostage being told about a fantasy league trade.
Oh, no. Actually, Brandon helped me last week in convincing me that I should pick up Mark Sanchez. So he's in it with me. he said, you told me that I was going to be very happy with that move, and I was.
Yeah, I thought it was a great move, you know, and obviously turned out to be pretty well, played pretty great on Monday night.
You have to be kidding me. You're now using the guests for your own personal gain?
Hey, listen, we have some really informed people on this program. And, you know, I figure you might as well take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you.
I can tell you the next time we get Jack Ham on the line, he's going to look at you like, what? You want to do what?
Jack, what do you think about this? Why?
Exactly. Brandon, welcome. I apologize that you were put in that position by the co-host of the show who wants only personal and financial gain out of the guests he books.
Oh, I don't take offense to that. It's all right.
You should. All right. Let's talk last night's game. Wow. Let's talk about Sproles. Sproles was really good in San Diego. He's really good in New Orleans. He continues to be really good in Philadelphia. Is he a perfect example of how the cap changes things so much? Because there's no logical reason why a team would either let him go or trade him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was definitely a cost-cutting move by the Saints there. But the funny thing is they really could have afforded to keep him. It's just that they wanted to go after the big free agent, Darius Byrd, and they got him. But, you know, maybe they could have used that money to keep Malcolm Jenkins and keep Darren Sproles. You know, maybe that would have been the better option. Obviously, it looks that way because Byrd is now hurt, was hurt early in the season, and the Saints defense hasn't been playing that well, even when he was playing. So, you know, it's the cap is definitely, yes, you know, that's definitely a factor there. But I also think it was really just poor decision-making by New Orleans.
What kind? Give me an idea of the feel that Sproles has for the game, the feel as a returner, the feel as a pass receiver out of the backfield. What kind of feel does he have for the game?
Yeah, especially as a returner. I mean, that's something I even just thought to myself last night. He really, you know, he knows exactly where he's going with the ball before it even gets to him. He's not a guy who gets the ball and he's dancing around, No, he gets the ball. He can make a guy miss, but he's off. You know, he's taken off. He's not, again, he's not trying to run backwards or try to do something crazy. He really just, you know, makes that cut or makes someone miss and really just run through the open field, trust his blocks. And that's the same kind of thing you see on offense, too. I mean, he gets that ball and he's gone. And whether that's a runner or as a catching passes, I mean, he just, there's no hesitation. But at the same time, he has good vision. He understands where his blocking is taking him. He's just a really special player. And even though he's 31, you know, you really don't see that. You know, a lot of running backs in the league don't really last, especially to that age. But with him, you know, it's really just been a revelation.
We talk about Chip Kelly's offense being a, quote, quarterback-friendly offense. Is a big reason for that the fact that Chip's one of the few coaches in the NFL that really commits himself to the run?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But even when, you know, you look at a game like last night when you don't even have the run game going, I think, you know, it's just the play calling and getting guys in favorable matchups one-on-one. I think part of it's a personnel thing. I mean, Chip Kelly really stressed this offseason that he wanted players that could beat man coverage because he knew he was going to face defenses that were going to stack the box against the run, play, you know, single high safety, and he knew he was going to get one-on-one matchups, and that's why you bring in a guy like Jordan Matthews, who's not only tall and has a great size, but he's also very fast, and that's something I saw last night. You know, they use Matthews a lot on crossing routes. He's getting wide open middle of the field, and then he had something like 67 yards after the catch. So not only is he getting the players out in space, but there's really room to run after they do get the catch. And that's, again, as far as getting yards after the catch, is why they stress so much receivers that can block, because, you know, they catch the ball, all right, you have blockers in front of you now, like a big guy like Riley Cooper. I mean, that's only going to help you get down the field even further. So it really is this whole, you know, the run game, even if it's not working like it was last night. I mean, you saw just the threat of the run. You know, the Panthers weren't good against the run heading into that game, and they really, you know, their game plan coming in was to really sell out on the run and make Sanchez throw, and it totally burnt them.
All right, now we get to Nick Foles to Mark Sanchez. Sanchez started, played well last night. Did you see Chip adapt anything in this offense that fits Sanchez better than Foles, or did you feel like you were watching the same thing just with a different guy at the controls?
Yeah, it's definitely the latter there. I think it was the same offense. I really think it was just being executed in a different way. I think Sanchez has his favorite targets. I think, you know, you saw it with Jordan Matthews, and not only him, but Brent Celek, who's really been quiet this season, especially with Foles at quarterback. I think Sanchez just likes the seam pass more. He really likes to work the middle of the field there. I think that's an area where Foles hasn't really excelled this year or last year, but that's an area where Sanchez is really comfortable. And I think part of that is a result of something we saw Sanchez do that Foles wasn't doing so much, where Foles would back up, you know, or he would start to backpedal when pressure would come or situations like that. I think we saw Sanchez last night really, you know, maneuver around in the pocket with comfortability and really step up into a number of throws and deliver strikes down the field, even when he had a free rusher in his face. I mean, also give credit to the offensive line for keeping him pretty well protected for most of the game, but you know, there were times where a rusher came free and he would either sidestep him or just step up in the pocket and deliver the throw, and that's something we really didn't see Nick Foles doing.
Brandon Gowden, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us. The Eagles won last night, blowing out Carolina 45-21. Big assignment for them. They go to Lambeau to take on Green Bay Sunday at 4:25 on Fox. Let's talk about tempo for a moment. How comfortable do you think the Eagles are with the tempo offensively that they're playing right now?
I think they like it a lot. I think that's something Sanchez has really done well. I mean, even in the preseason, he gets these guys to the line, you know, and there's tangible proof of this, too. At one point in the game last night, the referees even said, they had to whistle a play dead really before it could get started because they said the officials were not in the position to officiate. You know, they said that out loud. So obviously they're going faster than even the refs can handle. So I don't think tempo is really a problem at all, even despite the quarterback change.
Can I flip that around now? How much pressure does the tempo of the Eagle offense play put pressure on their defense because you would think they would be out there longer?
Yeah, that was definitely a problem last year, and you have seen that at times this year. I mean, the Panthers obviously dominated in time of possession yesterday, but, you know, the defense has been playing pretty well, so it's not as big of an issue when you do have a better defense out there on the field. I mean, they really contained the Panthers for most of the game. They allowed a couple garbage time touchdowns, but, you know, those are what they are. Obviously, the Eagles kind of dialed back the pressure at this point. This year, you really have a pass rush that's a lot more effective than it was last year. You have guys like Brandon Graham really stepping up, Vinny Curry. Connor Barwin looks, you know, way more effective as a pass rusher than he did last season when he was being asked to drop more into coverage. You know, there's still weaknesses on the defense, but overall, you know, you have to – there's a certain level of confidence. I mean, they forced a turnover in 21 straight games, which is longest in the NFL right now, and I think it's only 14 games shy of a 35-game record back when the Eagles defense, you know, had some of its best performances in the days of Reggie White and such. So, I mean, they're really playing well as a unit right now, and they're a legitimate defense.
Brandon, discuss some of the intangibles that Barwin brings to the table defensively.
Yeah, I mean, he's huge because not only do you have this guy who can – he's just so versatile on the field. He can rush the passer. He can drop into coverage. He sets the edge against the run. You know, you just see things, the small things. You know, he jumps up, the bat passes down, which can be huge. He's really important to this team. And then off the field, obviously, you see his work in the community, and not only there, but in the locker room as well. Everyone really likes him. He's a very unselfish player. A really good guy to have around, and really a steal of a signing. You know, he was a free agent last year, and he wasn't really drawing a ton of interest on the market. And he's not exactly a defensive superstar by any means, but he's just such a valuable player. And it's really incredible how he came to Philadelphia, and not much hype at the time, but, you know, he's just been a really, really strong addition.
Now they have Green Bay at Lambeau coming up, and we know about Rodgers, Cobb. You know, we know about Jordy Nelson, Drew Corliss, everybody. And against the pass, Green Bay is really good against the pass. They're ninth in the league in passing yards given up. Outstanding. But they're 30th in rushing yards. Should McCoy be licking his chops at this opportunity?
Yeah, I think that's what the Eagles are going to try to do. They're going to try to get back to running the ball well. You know, that's something probably they should have done against the Panthers. But again, I already said, you know, the Panthers really sold out on that. So,
right.
You know, that's something they need to do against the Packers, especially, though, because when you get that run game going, you know, Chip Kelly says he doesn't care about time and possession. But if you get that ground game going, you have all your offensive linemen back. You have LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, Chris Polk. Get those guys going. You know, you're keeping Rodgers off the field because you're running down the clock and you're moving the chains and you're getting in position to score. Not only that, but then you are taking the pressure off of Mark Sanchez. Not that you need to hide him because he's proved he's capable. He can make throws, but, you know, you don't want to rely on him only like they did against this week. I think it's going to be a tough matchup either way. You know, it's not going to be easy. Packers are not only a good team, but you know, Lambeau is a very tough place to play. But really, the Packers and the Eagles are two of the best teams in the NFC, or NFC, rather. And I expect it to be a very good, very even match game.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has not thrown an interception in his last 21 games at Lambeau. He has 25 touchdown passes. Yeah, isn't that insane? He actually has fumbled more this year than he's thrown interceptions. He has 25 touchdowns, 3 picks, and 4 fumbles. That's insane.
That is insane.
Well, good luck. All right. It'll be, I think that game's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be up in Lambeau. It's going to be cold. It's going to be great. 4:25 in the afternoon. Looking forward to it. Brandon, thanks so much for the time. As always, my friend, great insight.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Brandon Gowden, BleedingGreenNation.com. Once again, Kevin, in an ethics violation, using the guests for personal gain.
Oh, wait. You can't call that an ethics violation. You have to have ethics first.
Asking Jack for Steeler tickets, that was bad.
You have to have ethics first before it's a violation of ethics.
See, Sean Carey's over in his show right now, and he's laughing, I can tell you right now. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland Auto Home Life Business Insurance. If service and price means something to you, I know it does. It means everything to them. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Steve Jones, along with the ethically challenged Kevin Herr on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Hey, we're headed to the holidays, but before we get to the holidays, I want to just take a moment here on this Veterans Day to talk about our incredible veterans up and down the valley and in the listening area and what they've meant to each and every one of us. I'm a son who's very, very proud. My father, who passed away 10 years ago, was very proud to be a Marine. He served during the Korean War. And was very proud of his service. My Uncle Tom served in Vietnam. My cousin George served in Vietnam. My cousin Bob was in South Korea and served there in the Air Force for actually several years. And we have the ability in our country today to live lives the way we attempt to choose. You know, it doesn't always work out, obviously, but we have the right to go out and try to live the lives the way we want to live them, choose the profession that we hope to succeed in, have the ability to, you know, feel safe when you take your children to school. It's not always perfect, we know that, but we have freedom in this country that other people around the world absolutely don't have, and that's because our veterans have stepped up and have always protected us. They've protected us in peacetime. They have protected us in conflict. And because of them and their hard work, the men and women of the armed forces and our veterans, they are to be commended and saluted on this day. And it's something that I think around this country there's been a greater feeling over the last 20 years because we made incredible mistakes, obviously, as a country as to how we treated some of the Vietnam veterans when they came back because, look, they were told to go there and they just went there to do what they were asked to do. And I think there's been that realization about how much they truly do sacrifice to make sure that we are free as a country. And we still have many deployed around the world, whether it's in Japan, Germany. Obviously, we have those who were active in Afghanistan. We just doubled the number that's gone back to Iraq after we poured so much sweat and blood into Iraq. They're going to go back there because of ISIS. So we just want to take a moment and salute the incredible veterans and say thank you for all the hard work, sacrifice that our outstanding men and women in the military have put in. So, and you think about... And those who are now, it'd be in their late 80s, early 90s. Of course, this was the 70th anniversary year of D-Day. That took place back on June 6th of this year, 70th anniversary. So we say thank you. Now we'll go back to Kevin's Fantasy League, which he wanted to talk about.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you don't want to have to brag about it. 10 minutes ago, you're trying to trade the whole team. Now you're good.
You know, I'm as changeable as the weather. Which, by the way, is 60 degrees today. What, 40 degrees by Thursday?
Yeah, have you seen that? That is going to be...
Yeah.
I looked at Saturday, and I was talking to Bob Taylor, who's our pregame show engineer, and he has to set up at 8. I said, what time do you usually go out there, Bob? And he said, I go out there at 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, wow. So we both looked it up earlier today. I said, Bob, it's going to be 26 degrees when you go to set up on Saturday morning. He goes, oh, my God.
I could feel his pain making the trip to making the trip up to New England in the open air of Holy Cross and Fenton Field.
Yes, that's the Crusaders of Holy Cross. You should pay proper homage to Bob Cousy when you go up there.
I'm just hoping that the Bucknell Park is warm enough. Actually, I'm just praying the Bucknell Park is warm enough.
Okay, now let's go back to the other part. They did not tell you to punch a clock and go out and take a jackhammer street for 9 hours. Okay? They're paying you to announce a football game.
Yes. Again, not really complaining. I don't mean it to sound like a complaint.
If you want, I can call Learfield and maybe they can sponsor an ash can for you.
That might not be a bad idea.
Why is it when I talk to Doug, he never complains, he just talks about the game?
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.